Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast, featuring Dr. George Cannon. This podcast is a ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church. Finding Clarity seeks to answer your questions about Christianity. Here's George as he looks at this week's question.
Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast. This is George Cannon, and you are listening to episode 108. The Finding Clarity podcast is a podcast ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church where we seek to answer questions that you might have about Christianity and the Christian life. So what we do is each week we try to put together a podcast for the folks in our church to consider some questions that maybe you're wrestling with or others are wrestling with that have to do with Christianity and the Christian life. So each week we come with a question. We try to break it down, show you from the scriptures, and try to come to some sort of conclusion with regards to the question. This week, we're going to look at a question that is probably, you know, all these episodes that I've done, this is probably one of those questions that I would say is probably most important for you and I to understand. Because it affects you and I in our everyday life. And it has to do with Jesus and his relationship with you as our Lord and Savior. You say, okay, George, well, what if this is so important, what's the question? Well, the question is, does Jesus pray for us? Does Jesus right now, seated on the right hand of the Father, as the scripture tells us, pray for you and I in our circumstances and in our situation? Does he pray for us? And I think as you consider what that question is asking, you can see why this is very important for you and I in our spiritual lives and in our relationship with Jesus. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to first talk about why this question is important. And I think it has to do with the fact that you and I wrestle with feelings of isolation. And then we're going to turn to the scripture and take a look at what the scripture says about Jesus's role in our lives. And you'll be surprised at what it says about his role and about his divine purpose. So let's take a look, first of all, at these feelings of isolation. I just want to make 3 points here. For you and I, here's the scoop. There is a sense in which believers feel alone or abandoned by God. That's a very real feeling. If you go about your Christian life, as you face the circumstances that you face, and as you wrestle with the things in your life, there is going to come a time when you and I will feel very much alone, like we're in it for ourselves, and I'm the only one who's doing this, and I feel alone, and I can't do it. Or you may even be going through a circumstances and you feel like Jesus has just walked away. You feel like God has just walked away. You feel abandoned. So thus we have those feelings of isolation. Here's my second point I want you to see about when we talk about these feelings of isolation. These feelings are compounded by our sin and our suffering. These feelings are compounded by our sin and our suffering. Let me explain that to you. Let me just take each one that we're talking about here and talk about how that compounds our feelings. So first of all, let's talk about our sin. All right, so let's just recognize all of us, every single one of us, are sinners. Each individual wrestles with sin in their life. And for some of you, I would say for all of us, it is manifested in some particular sin in your life that you hate, that you want to overcome, that you're struggling against. I at least hope you're struggling against it. But, well, anyhow, so here you are, you're struggling against it, and you feel like there's no way you can overcome it. There's no way you can deal with this. You kind of like Paul in Romans chapter 7, the good that I want to do, I don't do, that which I don't want to do, I do.
and you feel like I'm alone in this battle. I'm alone in this battle against my sin. I always fail. There's nothing I can do about it. You see how those feelings of isolation are compounded by your sin? Here's the second one. The struggles that we go through with regards to suffering. That compounds our feelings of isolation. As you're going through the difficulty that you're going through, as you're going through that suffering moment, you're crying out to God, God, take this problem away from me. God, I need you to solve this. God, I need you to do this. And oftentimes you sense silence from the Lord. Oftentimes you don't see him working the way you want him to work. And so that just compounds these feelings of isolation. So now that brings me to the third point I want to just point out to you with regards to these feelings of isolation. What happens is when we sense that we're alone, or we sense that we're abandoned by God, it's compounded by our sin and by our situations of suffering that we find ourselves in. Here's the third point I want you to see. This usually happens. We question whether the Lord truly understands our dilemma. We truly question, God, do you really understand what I'm going through? God, do you really understand what I'm struggling with? Because I feel alone right now. You say, okay, great, George. You've described where I'm at or where somebody I know is at. What in the world does this have to do with does Jesus pray for us? Well, it actually has a lot to do with the question we're going to look at. So let's dive right into the question, because what we're going to see now is that Jesus has a role in our lives. Yes, he's gone to be with the Father, and he has sent us his Spirit, the Comforter, to guide us and to teach us and to be him to us. But that doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't have any kind of aspect of ministry in our lives right now. He actually has a role that he is fulfilling. And the question is, well, how do we find that in the Bible? And how does that answer this question, does Jesus pray for us? Well, we're going to look at several scriptures now. So let's just dive right into it. So the very first place that we want to go is 1 John, the first epistle of John, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Listen to what John writes. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the